Cars pull up behind Owl Creek School on a warm and sunny Monday morning. Children hop out, some escorted by parents. They run into the building. Then a large white van pulls up, but there are no kids inside. Vicky with NWA Natural Produce is hauling vegetables to feed these children.
What do you have today?
I have bell pepper and tomato, cherry, and okra.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sammy Jones is the Energy Corps member with Fayetteville Public Schools. She's there this morning to meet Vicky, to help weigh her produce and to make sure she gets paid. Sammy acts as a liaison between Fayetteville Public Schools and the farmers. They unload large gray plastic tubs filled with the produce. Once inside the cafeteria kitchen, Sammy helps to weigh the foods, carefully writing down the amounts. The price per pound is already set, and they have a general idea what they can pay per serving. Using a tool developed by Oklahoma's Farm to School program, Sammy calculates how much Vicky is owed.
You just type in the number of servings that you know you're going to have, and they have two different serving sizes, and then it tells you the number of pounds you need for, you know, that number of servings or that serving size. And then you can type in the price per pound, and it'll give you a price per serving size. So we're aiming for about 40 cents per servings of vegetables and fruit. So that, you know, we can look at, like, okay, well, like the cherry tomatoes are a little more expensive, but we can weigh that out with something that's a little bit cheaper. So that tool has been, like, I use it on a daily basis looking at this stuff. It's really useful. So
it takes a little bit to pay the farmers. The invoice has to go through the food services office and onto the business office. This is one of the drawbacks of participating in farm-to-school programs for the farmers. Though schools can and will pay their bills, it takes a while, and a lot of farmers are used to being paid immediately, like at a farmer's market.
So there's 4 or 5.5 pounds. Yeah.
Also inside the cafeteria, helping to weigh the veggies, is Tina Bolin, Owl Creek cafeteria manager. She takes us through what she plans to do with the foods brought in today.
This we put out fresh a lot because the kids like cucumbers fresh. I doubt we pickle any of them because they eat them so well fresh. These, they're eating them really well fresh too. And actually, I have some portioned. We'll go look at them.
She's talking about the cherry tomatoes, portioned with about 8 in a plastic cup. Some things the kids have trouble grabbing. Putting them in cups makes the tomatoes easier to grab and go. They offer foods to the kids rather than serve them. Tina says that they are choosing the fresh fruits and veggies, but she is also around to answer any questions the kids may have.
Yeah, and if I hear a comment like, oh, what is this? You know, I always make sure I take time to go explain to the child what that is, because I've heard them before, what is cantaloupe? You know, what is cantaloupe? All kids should know what cantaloupe is. Every mother or, you know, every parent should have fed their child cantaloupe by now, you know.
Cantaloupe, a melon with orange-colored flesh. Tina continues explaining what she's going to do with the rest of today's delivery.
Bell peppers, we cook those in things like Sloppy Joe's, and we probably don't have that on the summer menu, but we'll put a lot of it out fresh. So a lot of this stuff we're adding out is just a bunch of fresh stuff that, you know, that the kids don't get introduced to as a lunchtime menu, you know. And then, like, the green beans are on the menu today. We're steaming those with a little bit of onions, a little dash of salt in there. Because a lot of our children hear Arabic, so we don't add ham base. So we add just a little touch of salt, because when you take salt out, you have to add salt back. And then we're going to do the pickled okra. We're going to try that like a refrigerator pickle. Instead of canning it in jars, we're going to steam bath it and all that, and then get it cooled off and get it in the refrigerator, and then it'll be just like a cold pickled okra. This was sliced out for hamburgers and all kinds of sandwiches that we do in the summer program.
This is the first year that Tina has been in charge of the summer feeding program, a program that feeds kids in various summer camps, but is also open to the public. Any child can come here and eat for free. It is also the first year for farm to school. Tina would like to better pair food in the future, rather than serving pickled okra with, say, a corn dog. But it will take more planning. She has to follow the menus the district manager sets. Right now, what they do is add a fruit and a veggie to the menu that you see printed in the newspaper.
This is all extra on top of the menu. So we already base our requirements on what we feed them already, their meats, their breads, their fruits, their vegetables. But this is giving them a bigger, broad spectrum of fresh fruits and vegetables that we can't normally afford, you know. So instead of peaches and apples and bananas all the time, they're getting blackberries and, you know, squash and cherry tomatoes and things that cost a lot of money. So.
As she stands there, sweat forming on her brow, she agrees that it is extra work, but work she doesn't mind doing.
I'm a farm girl, so I like to feed the kids good stuff, you know, and I don't like to see all this pre-prepared food. That's what I call it, pre-prepared food. It's like my pizza, corn dogs and stuff, you know. Get away from that. Get them a little more real food in here that it's good home cooking, you know.
She takes me out back to a garden that is managed by Sammy and the Healthy Kids Club.
Sammy's already out here working.
She is. Watering.
Let's see, like, well, I'm probably going to have to come get some of this dill to do my recipe for my,
Please come get some of this.
I'm going to because I didn't know you had dill out here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
that's
Adam.
Taking over.
Tina will use the dill for her pickled okra. Though they can't keep up with the amount of vegetables needed to feed the kids, they can grow enough herbs.
Yeah, but see, like, all the spices. And then we'll take these in and the healthy cooking class will dry them. And we've got some dried up in the back to where they tie them in little bundles and then we use them. Because spices are very expensive. You know, so you've got to get them how you can. And it's cheap to do this way.
We walk back inside the kitchen, and Tina takes me over to Miss Linda, who has had her back to the room all morning, carefully chopping up some of the fresh veggies.
What are you making today?
I'm just making a salad mixed with some fresh lettuce and some radishes and cabbage, zucchini squash, yellow squash, and tomatoes, little cherry tomatoes.
And all of it is from the local garden?
Yes, it is.
Do you think it's important for the kids to eat fresh food?
Yes, I do. Just like everybody, kids eat with their eyes, and when it looks pretty and colorful, they're going to at least try it.
Yeah. Is this a little bit more work than what you're used to doing?
It is a little bit more work, but it's not, you know, I think the benefits are worth it.
And for lunch today?
We're having cheesy nachos with green beans, applesauce, and we're having cherry tomatoes. She's whipping us up a big old fresh salad from all of those greens and everything that's been brought in. And we'll probably just slice some random cucumbers and stuff like that, you know, just...
For so Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
In case, you know, 'cause I'm a picky eater. I don't want my things mixed.